Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Vukovich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jerry Reed. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting second. The left fielder, Mark Rial. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. There goes Franco. The throw from Fisk to Guillen, and Franco is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Thornton reaches second base with a double. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is called out on strikes. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field. Rial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed fires to first and picks off Fisk. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard bunts towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to third. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Castillo scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Real settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovich hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0 for 1 in the game. Real hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-0 in the game. Willard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castillo. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Castillo steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Franco steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0-for-2 in the game. Real hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Real reaches second base with a double. Little goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Indians. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Real scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Real settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter pinch hits for George Vukovic. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Scott Fletcher pinch hits for Brian Little. Joe Carter now playing left field. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Gilbert pinch hits for Mark Real. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Rich Thompson now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Mark Gilbert now playing left field. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove bunts towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Fletcher covering, for the out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing right field. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. One out. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Luis Salazar. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Julio Cruz pinch runs for Oscar Gamble. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. Two outs. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing third base. Mark Gilbert now playing center field. Tim Hewlett now playing left field. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Spilner covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fishlin pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.